This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We want to talk a little bit about Dez. And we talked a little bit about what Dez said about never playing football again right now. But then there was something else. He was having some comments and conversations back and forth with people, and he talked about his anxiety. And one of the part of him that has to get over that part first. And that's what's most important to him. But then he added that nobody cares about that part of the player. And 877-881-1053, is that true? Do fans not care about a player beyond what they do on the field? And I can honestly say that because of this business, I've been fortunate enough to have enough interactions with certain players that I feel a deeper connection. You find out there are some guys that are good, really good people. And then you find out there are some guys that are just pieces of junk.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult as a fan to, you know, to without ever actually being there all the time and seeing these guys in person, it's kind of difficult to watch them on the field and be like, okay, man, I know that's a good dude. Like, I know he's a good guy, so I can root for that player off the field too, because, man, how many bad stories do we see? So I do wonder, though, 877-881-1053, do fans actually care about the player beyond the field?
It really depends on the storyline that's given to the fans, right? Because with Jalen Smith, there was something to care about him making it through once he made it through.
Yep.
Then you care about all the – then you go back and you watch the videos and you see, you know, the everything that he had to go through. And there's little, you know, documentaries and everything else. And that garners interest into that player on just not on the field, what he accomplished, what he went through. And you start to actually care for the player over just he's on your team and you hope he does good. A lot of the players know, because unless they go through or admit or say something about specific things that they're going through, where you find out that they're dealing with stuff like that, if they don't announce that, or they don't tell everybody, or they don't, you know, just say, hey, this is what I'm going through, this is a thing, where there was Kevin Love explaining all the things and anxiety and everything else he was going through. If you were a fan of that team and then you found out about that and you already liked Kevin Love, then yeah, you're going to care about him off the field. But everything else, it's just about how they do, what talent level are they at, how do they lead, and how did they, as a fan of that team, how are they respected with the other teams out there? How are they respected with their talents?
And, you know, talking about these guys that have something that's a problem, why would they ever tell anybody? You know, it's machismo, right?
Right.
A lot of the time you have to be a man, and you have to be the alpha out there on the court or alpha out there on the field. You can't let anybody know you have a weakness.
And if you do, you have the money to just get over it, right? Like, that's the other refrain. Well, you make all this money,
right?
Get over it.
Yeah.
So
I'm a fan that doesn't make half as much,
yeah,
a quarter as much as you do, and I'm sitting there cheering my balls off for you every week. Why can't you go out there with all the money that you have and just get over your crap?
From the 816, real fans care about the team more than the person. Therefore, if the
player... root for the laundry.
Okay.
Uh-huh, right.
Therefore, if the player's on the team, they care about him as a player and a person. From the 469, I'm a player guy, so yeah, definitely want the best for the player on and off the field. I don't really care, or I didn't care before. Like, you get to talk to some of these people, like Corey alluded to. I don't really care about the person. Like, and I'm kind of curious, some of the descriptions is, you care about the person as much as it impacts your team.
Right.
Like, once that player retires, you probably don't care about them if they didn't accomplish anything for your team. Although somebody said they'd run through a wall for Tony Romo, which from the 940, I find that really interesting. But you've talked so much, Corey, about like the city of Dallas would do anything for Roger Staubach. And I definitely agree with that, because he won. And so I, time and again, in the spirit of being honest, and I want people to say what they're really thinking, I don't personally care, or I didn't personally care about these players unless it was directly tied to them doing well for my team, or unless they did win for my team, and then I might have cared. But other than that, like, if it's not directly tied to the winning, I don't really care.
And I also think with fans, with us even, I mean, because we're fans too, I think I begin to care a little more, and I think we as fans begin to care a little more if we have a personal interaction.
Right.
I mean, because tell me you have no interest in what Derek Holland's doing.
Oh, yeah, because of that interaction, sure.
Yeah, every year he hops on with us on Peace-a-thon. The last 2 years, he's come and sat in studio with us. But and we know he's a good guy.
But if you didn't have those interactions and you didn't know some of those stories like Cam Newton style,
right?
Do you understand why some people do not like him?
Well, yeah, no. I have a tough time with it just because I enjoy his style of play.
His shenanigans.
Yeah, I like that part of his game. It's fun for me, like, you're playing a game. Have some fun while you're doing it. But there are some guys where it's all business about them. And so I'm probably not going to care about them either. They come, they do their interview, they move on. We talked to Jalen Smith, like you were talking about, Colby. We talked with Jalen Smith. Even after he got done, he stood there and talked to us for even longer.
Yeah.
He was just like very interested in what we were doing.
And like you heard the promo, his reaction to the Van Jalen thing. Like that's a very human reaction. Because I saw someone text in. We're getting a lot of feedback here. I appreciate that. I saw somebody text in and they said, I'm starting to become disinterested in Dak as a person because they think he's robotic.
He is.
And that was one of the things that Tony Romo did.
But you know what?
He turned robotic.
But every year, you know at least one thing about Dak, and that's what, you know, his fight for prostate cancer. You know,
that's true.
You know, so people that have been through that, they may, just like Lance Armstrong, whatever it is they find that they have that connection with, they latch on. It helps them get through. Even if it turns out to be a big lie, they still have that connection where they care that much about it. And I mean, hell, I know Travis Frederick's a good guy. Like, yep. We all know he's a good guy. But now take into consideration when that happened to him, how much heart hurt did we have for him? Because we already knew that about him too. And how scared he must have been going through that moment. So I think those things help people care about it too. It's a moment of, oh, that's something I'm going through or something I could go through. Wow, how did they handle it?
From the 214, because I am really fascinated by this, and it says enough said, but we'll probably elaborate. From the 214, Josh Hamilton, enough said. Josh Hamilton is a great example of why I understand that some people don't get invested in the athletes. Like, we've talked a lot, Colby, about how you don't care,
right?
Like, off the field and all that. And like that part of that philosophy, I do think can be very beneficial in the case of Josh Hamilton. Like, how many people bought into the Josh Hamilton, you know, resurrection Jesus-y story and all that? And then while some people think this, others don't, but like, I am very much of the opinion that it was all a bunch of BS. And like when you look at some of the charity profits and you look at all the things that he did outside the game, it really screams BS. And so I could see that as a thing for why you wouldn't want to become invested with some of these athletes, because it feels inevitable that some of them might let you down. Like if your favorite player was Sammy Sosa, you just wanted to see him hit home runs. Like you didn't necessarily care how he got to that spot and if he was cheating to get to that spot, because you just cared about what you saw on the field. It could be the same thing with Josh Hamilton. Like by the time he put in the work necessary to be a Major League Baseball player, like by the time he cared enough, it was too late. Like he had damaged his body too much. And that's a shame. And I understand that hurts some people, but I'm just like, well, if you didn't get invested, maybe you wouldn't care as much.
Oh, well, on the Josh Hamilton thing, it was one of those to where he, you know, is an addict. And then he tried to use, and successfully for a while, used, you know, Christianity, whatever, to get out of being an addict. And that helped him get there.
I don't believe that. I think he used Christianity as a deflection for all of his problems. I don't believe any of that.
Well, the deflection then helped him get back into baseball and dropped what he was doing and helped him out of whatever hole, whatever. However he was using it, it helped him with what he was going through. And for a little bit there, whether you want to say at the end he was trying to, you know, use, I don't have the numbers that you've looked at as far as his charities are concerned, but in that, For that little bit, he was offering up a message that people could latch on to, that other people that were having the same troubles could latch on to. To see somebody fail, they're humans. People are going to – I guess I just accept that the possibility of people failing when you're looking at them as heroes is enormous. It just is.
We talked about that in the guise of Lance Armstrong is – like, how many people were inspired by his story, even if, like, you found out none of that money actually went to cancer research, or a shockingly small amount went to cancer research? And Corey said something a while back. It's like, but how many people fought through it because of that? And that is, I mean, that makes it a little bit more complicated. Like, I think Lance Armstrong is obviously still a piece of garbage, but if he did inspire all those people, well, for those people, I can see how you wouldn't turn your back on him, because you might think, I wouldn't be alive. And there's probably, Josh Hamilton probably fits that. There are probably some people who worked on their own problems and everything like that, and they pulled themselves up probably because of him. And for those people, I can most certainly understand why you would support him no matter what.
Well, I mean, following his line, his path is what he said he was doing, whether you believe he was doing it or not. If you followed what he was saying and using faith and whatever to get him out of that personal hole, then cool. If he fell back into it, okay, that's what happens sometimes.
I look at also, you know, certain situations, because let's look at Zeke right now and what he's going through and how many people dumped on him because all the other stuff. All right, because he's now he's holding out on my team, right? But in addition to that, he's also got all these other distractions that are problems, right? But if I can't think of another player that has like this completely clean record that everybody just loves to death. Is it Russell Wilson? Would he be a guy like that? If Russell Wilson's holding out, is everybody dumping on him too?
I don't think so.
You know, there are levels of with each player, and I think that's what a lot of people have said is it depends on the player. It depends on how you feel about a certain guy, because a lot of us loved Ian Kinsler around here, even though he didn't really do much with media.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of the fans really loved Kinsler until, A, he started popping up so much, and, B, he said he wanted the team to go 0-162. And then everybody was like, nope, screw that guy.
Wait, how did this become an indictment of players, right? We're talking about if fans care about those players beyond simply their play. And I feel like a lot of the guys that we're talking about are notable players. And I think that changes the way that we view these things. We also need to talk about some of the guys that aren't notable players because they are still in that player group.
I care about Lance Dunbar. He wasn't notable, but I really did care about what his career path was because he was
to your school, yep. Right? But like how many of these players...
He was proud of me.
How many of these, he was, and he always will be, how many of these players who like literally are trying to do what's best for their family by staying employed and making sure they can have a living? Like, I have to admit, I don't really care. Like, their family financial struggles, I don't care about much, like I would assume they don't care about my financial struggles, but at least with them, they don't know anything about me. And, like, I'm not there to entertain them, whereas they're there to entertain a lot of us. And I still wonder, like, all these lower-tier people, do you care about those people if you don't know their story?
Well, you can't if you don't know their story.
Yeah.
There's no reason to.
We have to tell better stories. That's what we have to do as media members. We have to dig and find better stories so we can tell more.
My only thought about that, and I do appreciate what you're saying. Obviously, I very much support the off-the-beaten-path story. But how much will people embrace those stories if it's about somebody that they don't care about? I always go back to some of the things that we did at the Super Bowl. I was immensely proud with some of the amazing interviews we got at the Super Bowl. But the thing is, like, people tuned out. Like, if we're really being honest.
We had some amazing stories.
Like, we talked with the guy who played in the Super Bowl with a broken leg, and he was like, no, it was a fractured fibula. And you're thinking, oh, cool.
We talked to an astronaut.
Yes, but people tuned out. Our ratings at the Super Bowl were way lower than they normally are for KNC. And so I like to think that you're right, that the better stories for those people will get them out in the world. But part of me thinks no, because you'll hear the name and you'll say, I'm out.
Yep. Yep.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Good conversation, y'all. Man, the feedback all night, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text.
Screw that. I disagree with you. I'm out on you now.
That's what somebody told me, and I just ask why.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.